Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Woo! Yay! We're back. We took a Friday off, but we're back.
Yep. And we're so excited to be here. And we have such a special treat because Tracy went on a trip. Actually, you know, we haven't talked since.
It does sound new. No.
I know. She went on a trip, so we need to talk about it. But then I was remembering, wait a minute. We haven't been on the show since we were in Sedona. So we have two trips we can talk about.
Two. We are tripping over here. Tripping. That should have been the banner title.
You're the tripper.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, come on in and tell us.
Magical trips.
Let us know you're here, first of all, because we love to have your interaction. So please let us know you're here. And otherwise, we feel, I mean, between the two of us, we never feel lonely, but we'll feel less lonely. That makes any sense.
Judy's here. Corey's here. How do you get here? You go to all kinds of different places on Facebook. You can go to BBS Radio TV on Facebook. You can go to Tracy Mahan on Facebook. You can go to Julia Cannon Soul Speak on Facebook. You can go to Dolores Cannon's site or the QHHT site on Facebook. I've got them posted in all those places. Just open the link and come chat with us. Tell us where you're from. We love that.
Yeah. Just go to Facebook. We're all over it. So there you go.
You can't find us there.
You'll find us.
Yeah. Well, you obviously found us because you're hearing this. But if you want to chat with us, open up one of those pages and there's a chat bar there.
So. Right. Exactly. So what do you want to talk about first? Because we had, I mean, why?
Well, we have a big water theme. I think we should talk about the water.
Okay. And then the trip you just took will make more sense.
Yes. It'll kind of set the foundation for what happened on that trip. And I did bring some pictures up. If we want to share the pictures, the ones I shared with you, I did put those where I can share them on here if we want. So we went to Sedona. Oh my gosh, the magic of Sedona, the vortexes. I think I'm still spinning. And that was so fun. And why we were there, one of the messages I personally got while I was sitting by the little creek was to bless the water. And I was going, so that made me notice the water. So I was sitting there thinking, oh, the water's so clear and pretty. And I hear the water's clear and pretty, but it's not what it used to be.
Well, first of all, where was this water?
It was behind our house, the house that we rented.
Right.
In Sedona.
Describe a little bit more. Otherwise, it's just like this water. I mean, what, like you were looking at it in the sink? What were
So we had this cute little creek right behind our house that we rented, right? And so every morning we'd grab our little cups of coffee and walk out and sit on the rocks and we'd watch the little creek and going over the rocks and the little rapids and everything. And they were, you know, it wasn't anything massive, but it was nice. It was a nice creek. And you're making me think, do I have any pictures of the creek that I have handy that I could just pull up? But I don't think I do. Anyways, beautiful little creek. We're sitting there. And I'm hearing these little messages. And at the time, I think it was just Erica Middlemiss and myself. And if you don't know who she is, go watch her last show. She's on with, there was five of us on from Sedona. And we're sitting there and I just kept hearing these little messages about the water. And so I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, wow, the water's so clear here. You know, it's you can see all the way to the bottom. I can see the little fish in there. There's these little fish. And that was a message though. Yes, the water's clear, but it's not what it used to be. There used to be healing waters on the surface of the planet, and it's time to bring the healing waters back. So that set off a whole lot of things. So I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there doing my little, okay, I'm holding my energy. And then they said, no, put your hand by the sun. And the sun was coming through the trees. And so it was hitting the back of my hand and I'm sending the energy in. And I'm thinking, this is really cool. So we go home, right? And I have sessions. I would say every session up to today, but every session last week, every session I had, I didn't say anything to anybody about the water message. And every single session was something to do with the healing waters. And my head was just going, okay, what's happening? So big message about the healing waters, right? So also there is a message from our dear little Leah Light, who does Akashic Records, who said, put your feet in the turquoise waters, right? And she's telling me, you got to go put your feet in turquoise waters. So that was also part of the water messages. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm taking my kids to the beach this week. So at that time it was, oh, okay, well, next week I'm taking my kids to the Oregon coast, right? So now we're on the West Coast. No turquoise waters there, friends. No turquoise waters. In fact, it is very chilly in the water. But something that I have never found in my lifetime is a whole sand dollar. And I'm out on the beach and I'm walking the beach and I start finding these buggers. Not just one, not just two. I found three, and then we found two more the next day. So two of them went home with my son's girlfriend, but this one's the very special one right here. Anyways, finding these whole sand dollars, and I'm just mind blown that I'm finding these sand dollars. And so at one point I'm deciding, you know what? I'm here on the West Coast. I need to do the water blessing thing. Well, I had also found this little metal hook that was in the sand, and I picked it up because I didn't want somebody stepping it. And so I'm like, hey, this is kind of like a little writing tool, right? Uh-huh. So I start scribing into the sand, just whatever was coming to mind. And that's what I have pictures of. Do you want to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go to.
I've seen it, but I want you to
explain. Can you see that on your screen?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just scribbling into the sand whatever's coming to mind here. And I'm just asking to bless, because the tide's going to come in and wash this away is what's happening here. So mm-hmm. the tide's out. So I'm putting it all in the wet sand. So the tide will come in and wash it away. And I'm calling it in to bless the water. Oh, where'd it go? And so that's what I had scribed in. I do have to share this.
Are you going to explain any of it? Beautiful.
So, I jumped ahead. Okay. So I put in all that into, so there's the sand dollar that I find. So I put all of that into the sand so that it can come wash that away. And at that point I had been, well, some of you know that Latte sits here with me. I don't get very far from her. And so I was carrying her around this whole beach trip. Well, my son just happened to take her, and I just had all this time to myself. And so I'm doing all these little blessing. Nobody's around me. As you could see in those pictures, there was no one around. It looked like California beaches there this week. I mean, for a Wednesday, it was like crowded. And I'm sitting there going, I'm looking around going, there's no one around me. So I'm actually speaking out loud, calling in the blessings, drawing that in the sand. And I feel complete. I start walking away and I hear, go put your feet in the water now. Okay, so I start walking towards the water to go put my feet in the water, and I hear, you're going to find another sand dollar. Okay, so I put my feet in the water, I turn around, and I can see as the tide's coming out, I can see where the sand dollars are kind of sticking up a little bit and catching the water, right? And this one caught my eye. I walked right over to it and picked it up, and I looked all over the place around afterwards just going, come on, there can't be that many full sand dollars. I've never found one. And now I'm just finding them everywhere. And so I walked around. Every other one of them had been broken to pieces. They were just fragments. This one, the most perfect sand dollar I think I've ever seen, right there. So I'm encouraging everyone to go out and just bless the water. Let's get the healing waters back. But Julia, you looked up the sand dollar meaning. Did you want to read that?
I did. It's basically... this was another site, but it's basically a message of peace. It says, and then let me get to this other site that I saw first. That's where I was.
So while you're doing that, I'm going to read in the chat room. Judy's saying that she is another QHHT practitioner. She said she has been getting water messages this week too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And hi, Dawn. I'm glad you get to go to Sedona. Corey's from Orange County. Hello, Carol. from New York.
Cool. Ooh,
also, while you're looking up that one of the QHHT sessions that I had, the gal had this perfectly normal past life, right? And she transitions out of that. And I said, well, where do you go after you leave your body? Where'd you go? Oh, I buy water. Tell me more. Well, there's two very large beings here, but they don't have bodies. They're like energy. I said, tell me more about that. Oh, well, they're source. I said, the two beings are source. Yeah. So what's happening? Oh. And she starts moving her hands around. I love it when people move their hands because I'm a hand mover. So she starts moving her hands around. She's like doing this. And it's like, what are you doing? She goes, they're showing me the cords. I said, what cords? She says, there's cords in the air. People can't see them, but they're there and they create sound, and the sound puts codes into the water and it blesses the water. It changes it. It's just like, again, that one was one of my favorites because she's sitting there playing. It's like she's playing these chords and making sound.
Plucking the harp or something.
Plucking the harp and making the sound. And they were showing her how to do it, to put the codes into the water. And then that's what she's doing in this lifetime.
Fantastic.
And so it was really cool.
Again, does she live by water by any chance?
Well, she's in Oregon. So, I mean, kind of, yeah, we're West Coast. We're about an hour and a half away from water. From
yeah.
Cool. And there's water all around us. There's lakes, there's rivers. So, yeah, I would be confident to say yes. She's
Well, let's see here where I was. Because they're saying, I mean, a lot of the sand dollars are given spiritual meaning by some Christians, and they have to do with the birth and life of Jesus, and it's like things like that. But then it goes on to say, I mean, it's got a lot associated with that.
Well, I have to tell you that some of the messages that correlates, because some of the messages through sessions is that the Christ energy, yeah, we say the return of Christ, the Christ energy is coming back. The crystalline energy is coming back. And that's what we've been working at, is raising our vibrations to sustain that Christ energy as it comes back.
Well, and it was saying on whatever, I'm not finding it now. It's interesting how I'm not finding it, but it's a message of peace because it's representing all of those things. And within the sand dollar are these little five little things within it, not they're with inside of it. I guess when you break it open, you will find what they call doves.
Oh yeah, they're yeah.
Within it. They're like triangle pieces in there. And those are the doves of peace. Don't break it open. It's okay. Go look it up.
I've seen them. They're like little triangles, or they look like little teeth or something, or some like a little sharp tooth or something inside there.
V's rather than a triangle be like a V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got sand all over my desk now. The beach came to me. Oh, here's the other fun thing. Three of them. Our Sedona trip, we had three groups of three. Mm-hmm. We had the power of three going on through that whole trip. Everybody was in their little groups, very significant. That seemed like it was playing a piece. And then I end up with the three sand dollars. So,
yeah. Interesting.
I know. So for all you number people out there, get on it. We got all these threes, 369 and nine people.
Yeah.
We had some interesting stuff. A lot of, it was really peaceful at Sedona. It was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just very relaxing. It was an interesting energy, and it was fun because we had come from Florida where, it was lots of laughter. We're on the beach. All these things are, synchronicities are happening, always in the right place at the right time, that kind of stuff. A lot of stuff like that happening. And in Sedona, it was fun because we're like, we're not planning anything, because we tried to plan things in Florida and nothing went as planned. So we weren't planning anything. We ended up in the Grand Canyon. We ended up in all these very cool places, vortexes, lots of energies, great visiting.
That person when we went to that New Age shop?
Yeah.
And, when I was outside and you came out to get me to go back in to meet the owner. And as I went in, that person stopped me at the door, and she was a practitioner.
Yes.
And she said, hi. Well, she sent me a message later that she wasn't supposed to be there that day. She had a cancel, but she had a cancellation on a QHHT session. And so then they called her in to do a reading at the center there. And that's the only reason she was there. So, so she saw that as, it was just, you know.
Well, and the synchronicity of her actually running into you, because I had brought you back in the building. Yeah. Right.
So. Yeah, anyways, I was outside, you know, I was, we'd already been in there shopping. I was done.
I was in there shopping. I got another deck of Oracle cards, like I needed that. I'm literally sitting here by stacks of Oracle cards, except for the one that I bought because I put it in my pyramid room.
Okay. It's gotta marinate.
Yeah, it's gotta be in the blessings of the pyramids. So that's wonderful. Anyway, so that's kind of what I was thinking our theme today, as far as, you know, I wanted to share that story, but what I was talking to you about on the phone was listening. Are we listening? Are we listening to those little nudges? Because if I hadn't listened to the nudges, I wouldn't have found the sand dollar, would have just kept walking back up. And the other thing about that, I went back, I put my feet in the water and just until I felt like that was complete. And then I went and found the sand dollar and I started walking back, and the seaside, the coast there, it's kind of a long walk. It's a long beach, you know, and it's, so we had set up to do a campfire that night. And so it was kind of a little ways from the water.
Yeah.
And so I started walking back up to the water, and it was very synchronistic because my son and his girlfriend had the dogs and they had walked way down the beach. And we both end up getting back to the camp at the same time. So they had already started walking back from a different angle. And we both get back up to the little fire pit spot at the same time. Uh-huh. And I thought that was interesting too. Like something told them, take the dogs and go.
Yeah.
Because they never did that again. And they didn't do it beforehand. So, and Buddy, as you guys, those of you who follow us, you know, I have the big German Shepherd. He was wonderful and horrible at the same time at the beach. He wanted to bark at every dog that came by. He was very territorial, and he heard his name. He just came in the room. But then he was also so excited to be there and loved digging in the sand and had a great time.
I bet he had a blast. Does he get to go to the ocean very often?
No, I don't get to go to the ocean very often. I tried to get him to come over. He just laid down. So I'm sorry. But no, out here, what happened was we used to go to the ocean all the time. But now if you want to go to the ocean, you got to get in this really long stream of traffic that's coming from Portland to go to the coast. And it can take hours to get there. So we went during the week. We got very lucky. There wasn't a lot of traffic. The weather was amazing. There wasn't even a little sunburning going on, but we just got lucky. And so what's normally like an hour to an hour and 20 minutes to get there on a weekend that's in the summer, I can't even tell you how long it is. It is literally 60 some miles from my house to the coast, and the traffic is a full solid stream the whole way.
So
all the way and beyond. Like there'll be people that'll be like, oh my God, the traffic's backed up to, you know, be like 90 miles from the coast, from where the coast is. So it's insane. We don't go to the coast very much anymore. I used to go a lot. Now we don't, but, it was a special treat to take the dogs. So it was good. Yeah.
Speaking of water, it is pouring down rain here, and Rocket went out just before we came on. I didn't know it was going to do that. Can I let him in real quick?
He's out blessing the water.
He is blessing the water. Rocket,
for doing your part. So while you do that, I'm just going to guide everybody in a little let's bless the water prayer. How about that? So let's do this together, you guys. Let's all just put our minds to thinking about the water that we're near. And everyone is near water, because even if you are out in the desert, you have water that is underneath you. It's the channels underneath you. It is beautiful. I call it the veins of the earth. So let's just go into the veins of the earth. Let's just all look at this beautiful energy that is our water. And let's start calling back the healing waters. Let's start blessing the water we drink, the water we use for our food, the water that we use for bathing and all of that good stuff. And let's just start calling in blessings around our water, because it's really important for us to remember that this earth is why we are alive, right? It's why we are here. And it's a beautiful thing. The water feeds everything. Without it, we're not surviving, right? So, oh, there she is. She's coming back. Everybody, put your little thoughts and wishes into the water. If you do light language, put your symbols into the water. Yeah. Okay. Rocket dry. Did you get them all dried off?
No, he wasn't out there. I just assumed he would be. But it's okay. I guess he wants to keep blessing.
Oh, okay. So he's out there playing in the rain. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Anyway, so yeah, let's talk about listening though. I mean, we get signs everywhere. And, you know, if we just pause and we get into the calm and the still of it, we're going to see and hear signs everywhere. And I kind of want to challenge people. Oh, I was doing a reading for somebody just before the show. Just mm-hmm. before the show, I had a 30-minute reading. And this gal's mother came through and she was telling her she sends her red roses. She sends her red roses. And so then something else came through. And I was thinking, well, it was bicycle, and the girl, we were both trying to figure out, well, what is bicycle? And I was getting, get your dream book out. So I go to get my dream book, red rose on the pillow.
Okay.
So if we hadn't listened to get the book, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have seen the rose. And at the time that I was grabbing the book, she was asking, is my mom going to be there for my wedding? Red rose. Yes, that's her. She mm-hmm. wants to be there for the wedding. The bicycle was kind of insignificant. It really just means balance, which everyone could use that message, right? So so that part's really nice. But the red rose on the pillow, you know, just showing that she is around. And she found something literally in my house that had a red rose on it and was able to get me to grab it. Mm-hmm. So we got to listen. They're talking all the time. Absolutely. So powerful.
And it might seem so strange. And it's like, and sometimes it's like, if this is just weird, I don't understand this, but it's like, get the head out of it. Don't, you know, just listen and follow. Yeah. Trying to analyze it. See, that's like picking apart a rosebud. If we're going to talk about roses,
yeah.
It's picking apart a rosebud just to try to see what's inside or if it's growing or if it's doing anything. And it's, when you do that, you tear it up. It's going to kill it actually. Yeah. So, you know, just go with it. Just if you sense something, and I think part of when I was saying that, analyze it, you know, am I really hearing something? How am I going to get this message? When sometimes you just sense it. Sometimes you just know it. You feel it, whatever. It's however it comes through to you. If you just get an impulse, that's something.
Yeah.
You know, your information is going to come differently than Tracy's information and my information, because we each get it different from each other, you know.
Yeah,
and
we totally do.
Mm-hmm, and that's where, and you're going to get it your own special unique way, and but it's just a matter of you connecting and aligning with and understanding it, you know, and that's it, and trusting it, because right. That's how you start figuring it out, is by trusting what comes in, and then it's like aha, because it gets stronger and stronger the more that you will trust it and things like that. I mean, you know, Tracy's still questioning, but as soon as she saw it, it's like, well, yeah, there we go. You know,
well, what an instant gratification that was, you know, again, I was like, the odds of even finding the sand dollars the first day, I found two the first day. And then to hear, go put your feet in the water and then you'll find a whole.
What?
Oh, and it's so cold. It is so cold there, but I did it. I put my feet in the water. And then I turned around and I could see the disruption of the water. And it was almost like the sun was hitting that spot and like doing that sparkly on the water thing. And I walked right to it. I didn't look at any of the others. I walked right to this one. And so then I picked this up and I was like, because it was kind of sticking, you know, you could only see that much of it. So I pull it out and here it is. It's a whole sand dollar. And I'm thinking, I'm going to walk around. There's got to be more. And I'm looking around. Everything else was broken. And I was just like, and I walked around for a little bit going, okay, come on. You guys, you probably put 1,000 of these out here. I'm already, I found 3 now. But what a fun trip though, to just be in that and listen. And I think that's what we were doing in these trips, you know, Florida. We, like I said, we didn't do anything on the itinerary, or at least not the way we had it on there. And we just went with the flow of things. We listened, you know, changed a few things, took a different route with it, had a great time. Did well in Sedona.
Yeah, but really those trips, you know, it wasn't about, and I think that was some of what was said in sessions that were going on, things like that. It wasn't about what are we going to do. It was about us all being together. And right. So it didn't really matter where we were together. And so it's like that place was just a place to get us together. That was it.
Yeah. And it was fun because when we went to the Grand Canyon, here I was expecting to feel the vortexes in Sedona. And it had been 4 or 5 years since I had been there. And I'm like, I'm not spinning. I'm not, but it feels nice. It's very calming energy there. And we even had asked about that, you know, what was that? And the answer was that we were the vortex. Quit looking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was fun to find out. But when we were at the Grand Canyon, oh my gosh, I was spinning so bad at the canyon. I'm just like, whoa, what's going on here? And I would look down and just the beautiful crystalline rock that we were standing on, you know, I'm sure was activating people like crazy there. So it's like, how fun is that, you know, to stand on the edge of the cliff that goes down for miles.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yeah. Nobody needs to bring me to a roller coaster. Just bring me to the cliffs of the Grand Canyon. But it was fun. And we listened, you know, it was like, we had this great time. We had great weather. You want to talk about weather? Do you want to talk about that? About manifesting?
Yeah. Well, we did talk about it on our last show.
That's about true.
The whole thing. So it, I don't know, do we need to say it again? Because that was just amazing. That, you know, I think the main thing from that, in case you will listen to it, the main thing about that is that we are creator beings. Oh my gosh, we are so powerful. And it was later that I realized that yes, I had manifested the entire thing. I mean, we don't want to believe that we're powerful enough to affect weather, but we are. We are so powerful. And that's what that was. It was, yeah. And it was just a simple little phrase. I just wanted a redo. So
I love it though, but it was so simple. And yet it was so powerful what you were saying, because I mean, it all worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out.
But it was like, oh, we have to be so careful, right?
So careful.
So literal. So literal.
Yeah. And so if you hadn't watched the other show, I had gone to the Grand Canyon. The first time I ever went was, let's see, I think it was like, 20 years ago. So it's 20 years ago, and I took my daughter, and the whole thing was, I was in Missouri. This was like in March, and it was cold and yucky. And I was like, I want to go someplace warm. And I, in my brain, Arizona, all of Arizona is warm. You know, I don't know that there's these, that doesn't register in my mind. Just like Northern California doesn't register that it'll be different from Southern California. All of California
is
warm, right? You know, that's how it is in my brain. And I know better now, but at that time I didn't. And so we are, you know, it's like, I want to go to Arizona. And we spent a couple of days in Southern Arizona, like in Scottsdale. And it was beautifully warm and everything. But the main part of the plan was I wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. I'd never been there. I wanted to go. It's like, let's just go. And when I went online, and this is 20 years ago. So imagine online is a little different. Okay. Even though, it's just, I mean, a little before that, there was no online. So just, right. You know,
it's a little dial up action. Yeah.
Exactly. So I go online to find a hotel at the Grand Canyon because, you know, I don't know. I have no idea how I've never been there. Right. So I'm like, we're going to find a hotel there. And because that's the main purpose of this trip. Well, I look online and there are no hotels It's not showing any hotels at the Grand Canyon, anywhere around the Grand Canyon. It says the closest hotel to the Grand Canyon is in this place called Sedona. I'm like, okay, all right, that's an odd name, but okay, fine.
And so you didn't know what Sedona was.
I had no idea. And so I called mom and I, you know, just let her know I was going to go because it was a spontaneous trip, you know, and I was like, look, I'm taking Tiffany. I want to get out of the cold. I want to go someplace, just go see something I've never seen before. And I told her this whole thing, you know, it's like, we're going to go to the Grand Canyon, but the closest hotel is in Sedona. And she's like, what? She goes, well, you know what Sedona is, don't you? Like a town? It's a place
with the going to stay because there's nowhere else to go.
I have no idea. So she starts telling me, oh my goodness, it's vortexes and it's very spiritual area and it's this very sacred land and all this and it affects everybody differently. She goes, this great big story. And I'm like, okay, I just wanted a hotel to house us while we're in the Grand Canyon. Anyway, so we go and that was a whole other thing, just exploring Sedona. It's so magical, you know. It was just gorgeous. But anyway, the day we're going to go to the Grand Canyon, we get up that morning and the hotel we were in has a glass elevator. Okay. And so we're coming down the elevator and there's what looks like snowflakes. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is supposed to be warm, right? Because I had left yucky snow and yucky stuff whenever in Missouri. So anyway, we're coming down and there's snow. And I'm like, I looked at my daughter and I was like, Tiffany, we can't tell anybody about this. Like, you know, this is so silly. And we come over here in the snow. Anyway, so we head out and we're driving. And, you know, I think it was like an hour and a half drive. It's an hour and a half to 2 hour drive.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And if, you know, so here I am in a rental car on a road I'm not familiar with. And it's starting to snow. And as I went further, it started to get more and more. The snow's coming down harder. I mean, it's almost blizzard-like snow conditions. I'm like, if I would have been in Missouri at home and it was doing that, I would have not been driving in it. That's the kind of snow it was. It's not the kind that you go out and run around in. You know, it's just, this is the kind you stay inside. And so we're going, and it's like, well, this is an adventure. We're just going. It's already like, we can't tell anybody about this because, you know, we're going to be fools because we came to the warm and snowing. Yeah. And so anyway, so we get there. We finally get to the Grand Canyon. We check in. We go into the observatory area. And we just go in there for a minute. Then we come out to go start walking around. As soon as we get out on that rim, we start walking. This big snow cloud settles into the canyon. And you can't see a single thing.
I'm sorry I laughed so hard at that.
Single thing. I mean, it was just like this whole comedy, you know, the snow. And then it was like, I mean, it was just like, what was this all about, you know? And so that's why I wanted to take my daughter back. I was like, I want to do a redo. I want her to see the canyon. And that was what I was saying. Yeah. That's what I want a redo. Let's redo that day. And I want her to see the canyon. Okay.
The others with us as witnesses.
Hey, you were willing.
I had a great time.
You volunteered. So, maybe I needed witnesses. I don't know.
In our car, we have Monica going, wouldn't it be cool if we saw wild horses? And it's like we're in some fairy tale. And again, listen. Uh-huh. Here's four wild horses on the side of the road, like right there eating grass. We're like, hey, didn't you just ask for that?
Yeah.
It'd be cool if we could see elk. And then everybody stops their cars for the herd of elk.
Yeah, I'm like, why are we stopped? Oh.
And meanwhile, in our car, we're looking at Monica like, everyone had to stop because of you. So, on the way home, wouldn't it be cool if we saw a thunderstorm or an electrical storm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lightning, thunder.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, is this trip, now it may not have been the same order and the same, but it started out, it was raining. I mean, it was starting to come down. I'm like, no way. Because my daughter was like, look, I don't think I'm allowed to see it. If it's going to happen again and I'm not going to see it. And I'm like, you know, watch it. I said, yeah, if it happens again, forget it. It's just, you know, that's over.
We're not even going to attempt this again, but yeah.
we're heading out, and then the rain is starting, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, yeah. It's like, no, that's not how it is, and I'm doing all this positive, you know.
Go forward.
I thought you were positivity. I'm driving, and I don't see it. I do not see the rain. I'm doing everything. And then
this one's in a different car lapping like I am right now because I'm like, look at it.
Then we get, see, as we're nearing the canyon, I don't remember how far we were, probably in that part where we're stopping for elk and we're doing all these things. And all of a sudden it's like the rain takes on a different tone and like it's got substance to it, you know, like sleet.
Flats
on the, I'm like, what? No, this can't be. This can't be. Then we get up to the observatory, the gift shop area, that whole place where you get out.
It just took all doubt out of it.
All doubt. We open the car and it's snowing.
I get out. I'm just like, Julia.
I know. And so then we go in. We start on. But the thing was cool was it didn't do a snow cloud that settled into it. Because listen, my words were, redo the day. Now, I didn't interpret that until on the way back.
Yeah.
That I was asking for a redo. Well, it did a redo. It did a complete duplicate.
So we all bound together and we got Monica to bless the day with, wouldn't it be wonderful if the clouds parted ways while we were in the gift shop and not an ounce of rain drops on us, no snow. And it happened.
It did do that. As soon as we came out of that building, we started walking around. It opened up. It had a little bit of an overcast, a little bit of something, but it made it where it was perfect over the canyon so that we could see it beautifully. And it was like, and that, like I said, on the way back is when it dawned on me what I had been saying. And I was like, what was this about? That made no sense. And then I heard my words. And my words were, I want to redo this day and I want Tiffany to see the canyon. So it was like the conditions did a redo.
And she got to see the canyon. Time,
yes, the canyon was visible. Yeah. So, see?
It all works.
But just watch your words. You are creating your reality.
And even more so as we're entering more and more of this this ascension, the 5D, the new earth, our words are becoming so powerful. And the frequencies, we are becoming so aware of what these frequencies are. The pitches, the tones of our voice, the way we talk to each other, the feelings that go into it, all of it matters. It's all so important. Our actions, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, so powerful in creating. But, you know, we're doing it with giggles. And I cannot tell you how many delays we had in that trip. So before we even got to Sedona, we were supposed to take Erica's car. And we were going to get in the car to go get Monica from the airport, right? So again, listening, we had to listen. So we get in the car and Erica goes, can you check that front tire on your side? I think it's low. And when I passed it, it looked low. And I got out and I looked and like, yeah, that does look low. And at the time, like Monica was already landed. You know, we got to get to the airport. Mm-hmm. I said, I think you're going to be okay to get to the airport, but we better get air on the way back. She starts driving. She goes, no, we need to go get air now. And I said, Monica, can wait a couple more minutes. We went and got air in the tire. Amazing man shows up because we're sitting there. We're being such girls in that moment, putting air in. How much do you think goes in? I don't know, 110? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But we weren't sure how much air to put in. We were Googling it. This guy walks up. Erica asks him, how much air do I put in or what pressure? He tells her, boom, we're done. Mm-hmm. Just like a little angel sent to us, right? And then we get on the road, we go get Monica, we come back, or we had to go get stuff at Costco. We did all these things. We come back, we go to load the car, and the back tailgate won't latch. So we've got everything in the car at this point, and the tailgate won't latch. And Monica and I are looking at each other like, I ain't gonna tell her. You gonna tell her? I ain't wanna tell her. Anyway, so we have to go tell Erica that her tailgate won't latch, you know. And so, and it turned out that it sounds like it did that before, so we felt a little better. But in other words, we can't take this car. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there thinking, okay, the tire was already flat earlier. Now the tailgate won't latch. Yeah. The universe is trying to tell us not to take this car. So we're talking about renting a car, doing whatever. And we end up taking their pickup that they have. And it was brand new pickup. So that was a lot of fun. So thank you, Brian. Anyways. So we switch everything over and we take the pickup and we have a much safer vehicle. And we have, you know, something reliable to take. It fit everything perfectly, you know. But afterwards, we're finding out that Erica's like, well, I was kind of questioning that a little bit anyway, because the battery was doing some weird things because it's the Prius, right? And so all of the universe was saying, no, no, girls, something bad's going to happen. You know, not bad, but you're going to get stuck. It's not going to be fun. And so let's switch it up a little bit, you know. But here we are, we're listening. And we were delayed. We were quite delayed because we thought you guys were going to beat us to the house and you were getting there in the evening. So and we barely beat you. I think it was maybe 30 minutes or something.
Oh, wow.
So we only got there a few, not very long before you guys did. And, but it, you know, the whole time we were delayed, this is what we did. Yeah, there's gotta be a reason for that. There must be a reason for that. And, well, what do you guys want to do? Should we go rent a car? There wasn't anybody freaking out. There wasn't anybody going into turmoil over it, you know, or, oh my God, this always happens. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody's doing that. We were just like, okay. And that's the attitude that we had was, okay, so this is a message that we shouldn't be taking this car. We all hear it. We all understand it. What can we do?
Yeah.
And we found a solution and moved everything over, got on our way and had a really nice drive, had a great time. So again, listening, we're being shown stuff all the time. We could have been ornery as hell and went and, gotten some wire or something. And
I can do it.
Bungee cord or something and hook that thing down so that
it's not going to defeat me.
Yeah, we're taking this car. Try that hatch down.
On the side of the road.
And it had been considered.
In that middle of nowhere area.
Yeah, out of nowhere, we're going to be on the side of the road. Hey, we had a tent. We had a tent and some air mattresses.
Okay. And Elon was coming along at some point.
Gotta go. Eventually. But, you know, we could have made other choices and it could have went more differently. And I think that it's really important that we are paying attention to all this stuff that's happening, that's going on around us. When we start listening, the world gets a lot bigger and things do start happening, you know, and you find something you haven't ever seen before. I've seen them in stores, but not on the beach. So how exciting is that?
I think it's a special one.
I believe was the first one I found. And he's got a little green on him, but he's pretty cute too. But yeah, it was cool. And, you know, it changes the way things can go. Cause I've been on those trips where everyone's kind of arguing and they're not getting along and getting tired and getting grumpy and getting in each other's space. And especially when it's family, like what I just did with my kids and stuff. And yet everybody was like, no, we're going to have a good time. We're going to go. Even when the dog was kind of getting overbearing because he wanted to bark at all the other dogs, you know, we all just kind of took a breath, moved him to a different spot or tried to accommodate, make it work, and then kept having fun. And everybody was getting along, sharing, being nice. It was good. So I think that we do have a lot of control in that sense. You know, we put the intentions out there. We make decisions to do our best and to be open to these experiences. They will happen.
So. Absolutely.
So now the job, we got the West Coast, toes in the West Coast. Now I've got to find my way to the East Coast, put the toes in the East Coast.
Yeah, because the messages were about putting the toes in the water in the turquoise waters, right? Mm-hmm. But you felt, I don't remember if it was
this one first,
Florida, but it was saying turquoise waters, but I think you felt Florida. Did she say Florida? Was it said Florida?
She just said turquoise waters.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the one that was like, I did ask her where at. She said I could go to
what's off the Florida Keys, the Bahamas or something like that. She goes, oh, you could always go to the Bahamas or there's turquoise waters. So she's in Florida. So she was saying there's turquoise waters over here. So I think that's where that came in, is to go to Florida for the turquoise waters. But then I started making the observation that I was going to be on the West Coast, putting my toes in the water. And then the next water I'll probably put my toes in will be over on the East Coast when I make it over there to put my toes in water.
Yes.
So there's something about
creating
a major vortex.
Yeah, we're listening. We've been going around and around, and it's interesting, you know, one set of plans we were starting to create kept hitting a wall. And that's always an indication that that is not the plan then. If it keep hitting walls, then regroup and look at something else. Because when it's right, it starts flowing. Everything falls in place and it just starts moving and it goes. And what's interesting is right now, what may be, I mean, it kind of the course we're looking at right now is taking us a whole different direction. So I'm like, okay.
Try that. Let's see if it falls into place. If it doesn't, we'll try, you know, we'll put out there, well, what do you want us to do then? Mm-hmm. But
and they'll probably go, well, it's about time you asked.
Instead of just trying to do it on your own, I'm glad you asked.
I'd like to ask anybody in here in the chat, how do you feel about asking for assistance? How do you feel about asking for direction? Because I know there's different views on that. You know, some people feel it's, in fact, I had one person say, well, that's cheating. And so I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of funny. So I'm just wondering how people feel about that, about asking for spiritual guidance.
Yeah, well, right now what we have in here is Lenny says the water of New York is as black as Tracy's shirt. So not going there, Lenny. Yeah. Not going there.
No.
My toes will steer clear.
As black as your shirt? Wonder why.
That is black. So Juliet's saying, I don't mind asking. I simply forget to ask. And I think we all do.
Yes.
Fiona's saying, I like to ask. I've been a slow learner on that asking. That's from Judy.
Yeah.
I go through those phases where I ask and I ask and I ask, and then I start doing stuff and then I forget to ask. And so I kind of go back and forth myself.
Or sometimes then you get doing stuff, you forgot that you did ask, and then here is your answer. And you're like, why is this happening? It's like, oh yeah, I asked.
I asked for that. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So Amy's saying it's like an opportunity to meet a new person. And when you're asking, you get that, you make friends with your counsels, right? Mm-hmm. With your higher self. I only like to ask, Tracy. Thank you, Karen. And then I'll ask.
So Tracy's your go-between, is that what you're saying?
You're gonna get electric, Karen. Sorry.
Right.
There it comes.
Take your power back. You don't need Tracy. Tracy's nice and handy and convenient. This is how I feel about it. Okay?
I love that, Karen. That's
yourself.
Karen's amazing. She knows how to ask for herself.
But I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Karen, because when you get, sometimes it's hard to fully understand. It's like when it's not a clear message. So then that's when you call Tracy and just get clarity on the message that you're receiving. Is this what I'm hearing? Or you just want to hear them say it. It's like, yeah, that's what I've been getting.
It's confirmation. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. It's just confirmation.
So in those cases, okay. But don't rely on somebody else to do all your messages. Yeah,
never give another person your power, ever. You know, you can get that. You can come get a reading. Like I said, I did a reading right before the show here. And I never make anything black and white. I always try to make it clear that, you know, in the end, you're the one that makes the decision. Follow the heart. What's going to make you happy? I'm going to look at possibilities. And I'm going to share possibilities. But here's one of the things that is so profound to me. Once we look at it, it changes. It's impossible for it to not change. So once we look at it, it's going to change because now you have more information than you had a minute ago, right? And so now it's going to have a different spin. It has to change.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes when people are asking me future questions, either I get a no, we're not going to tell you, or I just hit the brakes and say, you know what, you don't want to look at that, because if it's something you want, you might sabotage it. If it's something you don't want, then you might spin your wheels on it. So just take your power right now and start calling in what you want, what you desire, and use that as your future. That, you know, believe that that's going to come true.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And then I just saw something this last week, and so right along that line, it was like what you just now said, believe that that's what's going to come true. You put it out there. It's like, if you just believe, it's like there's something really good just around the corner. I mean, it's like just on the other side of whatever it is that's going on right now, because that's on the behind the scenes. That's what's working to get you to where you want it to be. So you just, you believe that, you think that and you believe it, it starts putting things into place to make that happen. And that's a simple one to do. Mm-hmm. Where sometimes we say, well, you have to know the outcome, put it out there and stuff. And sometimes we don't really know our outcome that we're wanting yet. So if you can just put out there, it's like, something really good is coming. Something really good is happening. See, yeah. Then that puts things in place for that.
Well, and getting into that energy, like you just did, something really good's coming, and be like that about it. There's something really good coming.
Uh-huh. See how that changed?
The whole almost thing. There.
Yeah, all of it changed.
Yeah.
Just by feeling that. And that's what I read. That I was like, I felt it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I like this one.
Yep, you got to just be in that childlike joy of it and call it in. So everybody create something right now. We have this collective energy of the audience as we're watching. And let's just put our energy into something that we would really like to create. And we're all in the same frequency together. And we're all feeling it. And we're all excited about it. And I want to thank Debbie. She's so funny. I miss my talk time with Tracy. Maybe that just means I'm running out of questions. So. You guys are funny. I appreciate all of you. Mwah, love you. Thanks. But yeah, we're in this beautiful time of creating. And I'm just sitting here with this, you know, these little cute little things to remind me that anything is possible. And, you know, we've got all kinds of things happening all around us right now that are just... if we take advantage of it, we're going to make beautiful things with it, right?
That's absolutely.
So, yeah, I like this. Debbie's calling in peace on earth. We all on board with that. Mm-hmm. What does peace on earth look like to everybody? Because, you know, we don't want a redo situation. What does peace on earth look like to everyone? And start visualizing that and seeing people getting along, loving, being kind to each other. I really do think I experienced that at the beach the last 2 days. You know, there was a lot of people, we're outside, so we're not wearing the mask, right? And so, isn't that just something in itself, you know, to be around other people, even though we're all scattered out on the beach, nobody's wearing their masks. So that was nice. And social distancing was there for anyone policing. But how wonderful was that? And you could see people smile, and it was so cool. And everyone is just like saying hi to each other. And, you know, it was neat, except for the fact that I had to go bring my little key cards back. Right. And check out. And I go walking up to the office. I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally, after 2 days of walking around on a beach and not having to have a mask on, I forgot to put a mask on. So I had to go back and get my mask and put it back on. And it was kind of a little bit of a reality check going on there of bringing me back in. But
which reality?
What's that?
The reality check.
The reality that there were masks, but not a 3D reality, because even the people in the lobby were just super nice. And, you know, they were just really, really good people at the hotel. They're nice people that were visiting the hotel. Everybody was friendly.
Yeah.
So it was really nice and waving. And we had a bottom floor that faced the ocean. So, and then there's this what they call the prom that walks along the water, right, or along the beach. And that's right in front of our room. So if you had the curtains open and you're sitting there, people could see you and people would wave. Hi. Yeah. Oh, I'm just dressing. Don't worry about me. No. Does anybody else see my little light? My curtains are closed, but look at that. It's on my heart.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a little pin.
No. No, look, it moves. Oh, look. Here we go. Ah. Oh. But my curtains are closed. I can't figure out where it's coming from. So there it is. Right there on my heart chakra. What's that telling you? What really? What's it telling you? You're just like
your heart. Your what is that? The heart light. What is that? What was that? From ET. The heart. Gosh. It was like the theme song. Because his heart would light up. It's like the heart light, you know.
I'm trying to think of who sings it because I can hear it in my head.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Yeah. Yes.
But your heart.
Your heart is blue. Oh, I have an Arcturian heart. There it is.
Anyway, your heart, because it's over the chakra. It's like your heart.
Oh, no, it's fading. It's fading. Where'd it go? Oh,
can't think of it. It's
I'm getting that I'm a shining light. That I have a blue heart.
Are they putting out this? What's the song on ET?
Oh yeah, you guys will get that.
Mm-hmm. You can look it up.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can hear it in my head.
I know, and I just can't hear the words. So it's like your heart.
Now they're just laughing at us, Julia.
Wait, come on.
No one's helping us. They're just laughing.
Oh, is this what would happen if we were in the ocean and needed help? They'd just laugh at us. We're going, help, help.
What would happen if we were on the side of the road in the Prius? They would all be like.
Funny you. You didn't listen.
So sad. Okay.
The heart light. I keep hearing the heart light, but that doesn't sound. I don't know how to make that work in that tune.
Oh, they said it moved to over your head, which you've had one over your head the whole time. Your crown chakra light.
Yeah, that's my beacon.
Mine can't decide where to be. Oh, look, it's back. It's back. Whoo!
And now it's gone. That's weird. Oh,
if I move like this.
Okay, you have to be in a certain spot. All right. Okay.
Anyway. We're going to spend way too much time on this little beam of light. Yeah. Now who's asking Tracy? Okay, you guys, you're just Henri in there. Here we go. Heart light, Neil Diamond. That's what it's called. Heart light.
It's called heart light. Well, it just doesn't sound right now that I'm saying those words, but I mean, it felt right because.
Turn on your heart light. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Well, but whenever you try to sing it, that those words don't quite work. Turn on your heart light. Yeah, maybe it is what he says. Let it shine wherever you are. Something like that. I'm making a
heart work. Light on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. You guys want to see my view? Should I do that before we sign off?
Yes, I think you should.
Such a pretty view. Okay. This was my view from my room. And yes, I did. I did a filter with it to make the lavender pop a little bit more. And I'll quit moving my arm so it fits. Not being there, but that little lamp was outside of my window.
Cool.
And this picture I actually took from my window, so that is my view.
Isn't that pretty?
I loved it.
Yeah.
The first night we had like orange sunset. It was so pretty. And then the second night we had this lavender sunset. It was like, isn't that interesting how different the colors were? And you know, what does that tell us about the frequencies we're taking in from these energies too? Because we know that color carries a frequency, right? So, yeah.
Yay.
Anything else you want to talk about with these people that are, it is magical. Thank you, Karen. Carol, Corey. They're all posting the lyrics now if you want to sing it.
Yay. So I'll see how close I was.
That's right.
Is it like, let it shine wherever you are? Is that?
Come back again. I want you to stay next time. I don't know. I'm not going to read through all of this.
Heart light, something about
like, okay, turn on your heart light. Let it shine wherever you go. Let it make happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So turn on your heart light.
I got my light.
I have mine.
God. You have yours. We have officially lost it. And
we have, and thank you so much for
being guys. With us
as we lost it, as we lose it. And I have a feeling, see, we pick up on you guys, and so I have a feeling you're out there losing it. You have already lost it. And that's why we've done it too. So
we're connecting to you. And does anybody want to ask Julia a question before we go?
No, I was going to ask you a question, Tracy.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
Where can people find you if they want to?
Oh, I would love to share that information. You guys can find me over at tracymahan.com. I've got some cool stuff going on the website right now. I did some workshops, and those are up and purchasable on my website. And all my services are over there, including QHHT, which are in person only. So please come see me in Oregon. The coast is only wet. If you don't come on a weekend, it's only an hour and 20 minute drive. So come out to Oregon. It's beautiful out here. I was just noticing how gorgeous all the trees and everything are in spring. It's just such a beautiful time to be here. And you can find me on QHHTofficial.com under Find a Practitioner, which apparently it still tells everyone I'm in Banks. I'm not in Banks. I'm in Forest Grove. So I thought I fixed it once. I got to go back and do it again.
Yeah, just go back. We've had some updates and it kind of messed with everybody's stuff. And so just, if it's not right, just fix it. And maybe it'll stick this time. We're having a lot of work done on
this. You guys. Yeah. These sessions are so fun, so powerful. You come with some great questions and we can do a lot of things with that. So, okay, yeah. Julia, how do they become a practitioner if they want, or how do they?
Yeah. If you would like to have, you know, to do this, help people discover who they are and explore these other lives that maybe that they've had and just understand more about themselves, because there is so much that happens within a session to help someone understand who they really are and understand why the things are happening in their life, you know, because there are reasons for it. Remember, they're talking to us constantly. and it's like to understand that better. You can do this. You do QHHT sessions with them, and it helps them explore all of these things. So if that's something that resonates with you, you just go to QHHT official, QHHT official.com, and you'll see up there on the top menu bar courses, and you'll see we have a level one online. You can take it at your own speed, at your own the comfort of your own home, in your pajamas, you know, if you want to do it, and you'll learn everything about it. It was created by my mother, Dolores Cannon. And anyway, it's a gorgeous technique. It's really wonderful way to help people if you have that desire within you. Mm-hmm. It might be something you're looking for. And then I also have my online course at juliacannon.com. And that's on it's a Soul Speak course, the language of your body. And it's how to understand. It's another way that our guides and our higher self communicate with us. So it's another way of hearing their messages.
You know what I'm going to do with this as soon as the show is over?
What are you going to do with it?
Put it in my suitcase. Because I've seen Julia about 10 times since I bought the book. And mm-hmm. I have yet to have her sign it.
Yes, put it in there now. Unless you don't take that suitcase.
I can't have her suitcase this time. That would be, yeah. Would be my luck. Or I'd forget I put it in the suitcase. But yeah. I think I might do that. Because every time I grab it, I go, I just saw you. And I forget to bring it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you guys. Absolutely amazing workshop, the Soul Speak. You know, it to me, it's kind of one of those must-have tools for healing ourselves, for helping other people, for understanding how our body works with us. It's very magical. Highly recommend it. And of course, I would love everyone to become a practitioner, because then you become part of the family of the QHH practitioner family.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been talking about, you know, doing some big, nice reunion here soon. So we're hoping that will happen too. So
we're working on it. Yeah. And I know the universe is working with us. And so that's part of why these things take a little while. We've been doing these little trips, and I think that's a precursor. This is how it feels. It's like helping us getting back in that groove and understanding like how to do it again. We've been out of circuit for a while too. You know, we've been out of this. And so it's like, it takes a little bit to get back into the groove. And, but so the universe, oh, I feel it. I feel it. Don't you feel it?
Oh yeah.
The seas are parting.
I felt it so much this week, like I said, just being out, and it was just a different reality to be outside at the coast, and it just felt like a piece of normalcy came back, right? Like, I know we're all being careful about how we say things, but nobody was wearing a mask, and it was nice.
Yeah, and so. That, you know, it's got to start someplace. This is what I was getting today was... because I went, I, you know, got my hair done, and, you know, in Arkansas, they have now removed the mandate, but they kind of leave it up to each municipal, each business, things like that, what they want to do personally, but otherwise it's lifted, you know, and you're okay. And so it was so exciting. I went to the hairdresser, and there's no signs on the doors. There's nothing. And so I walk in without any mask, and I'm like, and I see other people, no masks. It was, this is so cool. It felt so free. And then after that, I went by, you know, place to get something to eat, bring something home with me. And I walked in there with no mask on. And now the people behind the counter, they had masks on, but they didn't tell me to get out or anything because I didn't have one on. And it was like, what I kept hearing was, it has to start somewhere. Otherwise, you know, we get into habits. Mm-hmm. You know, and people are waiting for someone. So it's like, and it can be one out of five or something. Somebody starts making those steps. It's like, if they're saying, yes, you can do that, you know, it's okay. Then be the one that does it, that starts it. You know, it's otherwise everybody's waiting for somebody.
Yeah. You know? Be somebody. You guys go out there, be somebody. That's all. I love it.
I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I mean, it's fine here. And there's all kinds of things out there saying, you know, we can do this, but you've got to do what's right for you and what you feel good about. So I leave that to you and your own personal guidance. My guidance is saying for me to do this. And so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Debbie's saying it's been like that here. Grocery stores, every time there are less masks. I love it. That's great. We are healing from all of this. It was traumatic to go through a lot of this. So together we come through it. So yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Love you all. Thank you, Tracy, so much for being here.
Thank you for the last minute. Hey, what are we doing for the show?
Yeah.
And here we are. And
absolutely.
I love it. Thank you everybody for joining us and for making this all happen every week. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.